The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. Try your mic, please.
Testing.
A little louder. Fix your mic.
Testing.
It's too far from your mouth.
Okay, relax, yeah. Rich.
I'm very relaxed. Oh, took a little nap. I only slept 4 hours last night. Mm-hmm. That's my problem. What's your problem?
Nothing.
Are you done with your phone?
I just got a ton of emails.
From who?
Never mind.
Any good ones?
I can't talk about it on the podcast.
Why? Let me see. Is it somebody I know?
Do you want to do this? Or wait? Let's do our podcast.
Give me a hint.
It's the Bourdain thing, okay? I can't talk about it.
Why? Secret?
It's a secret. They don't want people finding out.
Well, you're not giving dates or anything.
Whatever.
Are you going?
Yes.
By yourself?
Yeah, there's no plus one.
Why would you go? It's creepy. Well, do what you gotta do. I'm not starting to argue. I'm just, you said you weren't going. Now are you going? You were in love with him. Were you in love? You could tell the truth. He's
Rich. If he wanted to steal me away from you, he could have. Alright, how about that?
He could have?
Oh yes. Oh yes. As could the guy next door, or the mailman, or
why is there
literally anyone I've ever come. There's a homeless guy down.
How come everybody always says the mailman? Why do they always use the mailman for a comparison?
Whatever, Rich.
Why not?
You're missing the point.
Why not UPS?
You're missing the point.
Why not FedEx?
You're missing the point.
I'm not missing the point. That mailman is so busy in life.
This is the thing. You go like this. Oh, let's just do the podcast. I go, yeah. Like, I hate doing podcasts because we always fight. Why?
We don't have to fight.
What is it? What's the email? Oh, you're in love with him.
I said, oh, what the hell happened?
So there's nothing I can do to avoid confrontation because that's...
Right. You have three choices. This never came. Mute speaker while you record to prevent feet. Monitor on. What the heck is going? Well, ho. No feedback protection, monitor on.
Oh boy.
Oh, hold okay. on. Look at this. This never came up before.
Good. Not Let me just my call. Emails. I guess we're going to cancel and start.
No, we're not going to. It's just some kind of thing. Oh boy. What is this? Look at it. What do you think? Rob. Garage message detector feedback. You have three options. Make your speakers while you record to prevent feedback. Mute your speakers.
What did you break?
Real quick. No, we're taping this. And this thing popped up. It said garage band has detected feedback. You have three choices. Monitor off. Mute your speakers while you record to prevent feedback.
Turn that monitor off.
Just turn monitor off.
Yeah, you don't use headphones, right?
No.
Yeah, just turn the monitor off.
Oh, okay. It's going. We're back. We're back live. Thank you.
We're live.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye. That was for the speakers. That never happened before, huh? Has that ever happened in your life? Monitor on, monitor on.
Do you want to say it one more time that it didn't ever happen before?
Never. Never once.
You only said it 15 times in two minutes.
That wasn't 2 minutes. You clean the shit out of the house today. Like, I come home from a tough day out there.
A tough day out there, what?
A tough day. I played bad, real bad.
Golfing.
Yeah. So I come home, and Bonnie's cleaning like it's her job. Like,
it is my job, you piece of shit. It's also your job. I just happen to be doing it for you.
No, like you're getting paid for, like it's a job. Like, you come in.
What do you think? Honestly?
What?
Like, listen, you want me to hire someone to do it? I'll hire someone to do it.
How much do you think that'll be? $100 a week?
Probably.
Yeah, we had somebody do it.
Your ex-wife.
And she was good. She had a business.
She's all right.
Really? Not that good?
A little issue with the microwave.
Oh, yeah? If you had a clean-off between her and you, you think you'd win?
No. She's a professional.
It's a business, you know.
I just do it for fun. To me, it's a hobby to me. To her, it's her passion.
Well, Bonnie and I celebrated a wedding anniversary this week. We bought each other some nice gifts. I got her.
What's the number?
You say 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 14, but you say 13. We got. Oh yeah.
Mother tells me every year what year it is because her mother died a few weeks before our wedding.
Going to our wedding.
Yeah. That's how much my grandmother hated you.
I never met your grandmother.
She stopped eating as a form of protest and died.
So.
No, my grandmother was sick for a really long time. And it was getting a little interesting how that, you know, I didn't want her to die on our wedding.
The day of?
A little selfish of me. I don't want her to die on our wedding.
Yeah, don't you think? I think the best time for people to die.
You going to try that again?
A Monday or a Tuesday. You know, people, it's selfish to die like on a Friday, Saturday. You know what I mean?
Okay, I don't want to get into it. I hate dumb jokes like that.
It's not dumb, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is dumb.
No, it's not dumb, it's not
a
joke.
Yeah, it is dumb. Okay, suicide, sure, you have a choice. I'll give you that. I know somebody committed suicide on Christmas. I don't think that's nice.
You know somebody did on Christmas.
Yeah, so do you. Remember
or remember?
Is that what you want to get into a fight about?
No. Do I know the person? The person,
yes.
the writer?
Yes.
I didn't know him.
Okay,
you
Rich.
Just said so,
you
that was
knew
Christmas.
Of him.
That was Christmas.
He wrote about you in his
suicide note.
He told people to listen to this podcast, which it's hard to use that as a marketing tool. But with his last breath, he wanted to let people know that we had a funny podcast.
So 13 years, we went out, got each other great presents. I got Bonnie really, 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 really good CrossFit sneakers. Now, CrossFit sneakers.
Do you want to take a breath and make sure you're not? I mean, are you okay to go on?
CrossFit sneakers.
I'm worried about your stomach, and are you going to throw up as you're speaking? Or
no, why did I?
Now Bonnie and I. You're burping and.
I didn't burp. CrossFit sneakers are special sneakers because you got to be able to bend them and be flexible. I didn't know that till I got to the store where I was.
I didn't know that either.
You didn't know?
I thought it was a flatter.
No,
foot
they're supposed
for
to be
weightlifting.
Flexible.
Oh, well.
Well, are they flexible or what?
Rich, they're the most fantastic shoes anyone's ever had. What a present. What a treat. I can't even believe that after 13 years you would get me something so fantastic and amazing. I don't think any other husband is as great as you.
And Bonnie got me two great gifts and took one back.
I finally did it.
What?
I finally did it. I finally complimented you where you didn't upgrade the compliment.
Am I done yet?
Oh.
Bonnie got me two cool gifts. Phone charger cable that she took back.
Because you're constantly like...
I don't lose them. I get them stolen. I never lost
one. Every night I have to hear...
Yeah, Raina steals them and takes them to the room and loses them.
The phone chargers, we can't be the only ones having this problem. It's like they just don't last. You might as well only buy the $5 ones because the $25 ones, they crap out too.
Well, I just ordered off Amazon a solar pack to charge your phone up to 7 times to put in my survival backpacks. I got to fix up those gas masks. Anyhow,
I feel sorry for you. I honestly do.
Why?
You just have so much broken inside.
There's nothing broken.
You must have had like a shittier childhood than you're saying even.
Why?
Because you exhibit all the signs of someone who has had to split their personality off in order to survive.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. Is it? Nope. Not
now, I don't mean that you have split personality or whatever it's called, but that you've had to, like, in order to survive, you've had to shut down certain parts of yourself in order to continue on. That's why you constantly upgrade compliments or make sure everyone knows you're a legend.
I don't make sure that. It comes natural. I was working this weekend.
Because you're hiding the fact that you personally don't think you're good enough.
Oh, I'm great at comedy. I don't mind that. I mean, this weekend, again, the middle act.
But I mean, you've never been, what do you call it, gracious or...
Oh, yes, I have. Compliment me.
No, you don't. People who really, truly believe that they're great, they go, a legend. I don't know if I'd go that far.
They say
things like that.
Well, let's see. Give me a compliment.
You're a legend. You're a goddamn legend.
And so many people tell me that.
See, that's
I go.
Like the opposite of somebody who feels very secure with themselves, which is fine.
I'm very secure.
That's not one of the things I would like to
change.
When
you're a compliment, when you get a compliment and you know it, you're going, you know what? This person knows what they're talking about.
Right. It's the ferocity? Is that right?
No.
It's the...
No.
The...
Velocity.
No, it's like you do it a lot and aggressively. So that's the part.
I hold people down.
Like some people might be like if you like said to somebody like, "Hey, you know, you're a great sculptor," and they're like, I actually am." They might be fully secure with themselves in saying that. But it's when you're like, good sculptor, I'm a great sculptor.
Yeah,
those are the people that are actually, I think, and I'm not a shrink, although I do have many of them emailing me with suggestions on what your issues are.
You get emails about me.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, by
mm-hmm.
who?
I love them. I love it when people are like, I don't read them anymore. I read one to you and didn't go well, so.
Oh, that fucking idiot?
Mm-hmm.
Is he still emailing you?
Very occasionally.
Does our friend in California email you?
No. She never gives.
Good.
No, she doesn't use her...
Her powers?
Her powers at all. But for some reason, therapists like to weigh in. Some of them I don't agree with. Some of them think you have like a...
That was...
What do you call it? What's that disorder where you think you're so great? Oh, narcissistic personality disorder?
No way.
Which I actually don't think that you have now. I used to think you had it, but I've seen glimpses of real person in there. I think it's that this is a survival technique that's been working for you for so long. Why give it up now? When really, you could give it up now and just... It's like the fact that you want to lose 10 pounds, right?
Of course, who doesn't?
I know, but the amount of energy mentally that you put into that.
Oh, it's a lot of work.
It's never far from your mind. It's like we were you were getting some fun thing happened to you the other night, right? Was some fun thing happening to you the other night? Somebody was doing something nice for you?
Oh, you took me on that ride.
Okay.
You were blowing me.
Stop it. I didn't want to be gross and graphic, but you kept worrying about your stomach. You were looking down and you kept, instead of just enjoying what was going on, you kept like, ah. It's like, that's where you go, that's sad. I feel bad for you. And also, like, well, because, I don't care, so why, you should just...
Well, but first of all, you're blowing me, so the stomach is going up and down.
Stop saying that.
It's like a raft.
Stop it.
It's like an inner tube.
Stop it. You should have just been enjoying it.
Well, you, when you blow, you're supposed to... Not... Get it?
Oh, like I was somehow, like, blowing you up like a balloon? That's
yeah.
Disgusting.
That gave me a little chuckle. That's what it did.
Okay, my point being,
you always go, how do I look? How many times a day do you go?
Yeah, if I get dressed up and ready to go out, I go, how do
no,
I look?
When you're
oh, come
naked.
On.
Oh, shut up. When you get naked and start dancing around.
Oh, we're about to have sex. I want you to compliment
no.
me.
No,
yeah.
no.
You, oh, I'm sorry.
In the morning, you'll get out of bed and do a shimmy or whatever. No, I look at everybody.
I'm not saying, listen to me right now. This is, you're arguing the wrong point. You're arguing, who says it more? It's not about that. It's in this intimate moment, your thoughts were not like, oh, how wonderful. You're telling me to shush? Every no. minute of this podcast up until this very moment has been you telling me to speak up. You, in that moment, wouldn't be enjoying yourself. That instead, you had... thoughts of like, oh, my body's not the way that I want it to be.
It's getting there.
It's sad.
It's sad. So sad. Sad, sad situation.
Something's broken in there. Why no. don't you try? I said, like, why don't you just, instead of trying to lose 10 pounds, why don't you try accepting yourself? And you were like, no, absolutely will not happen.
I saw a picture. I looked
You're
going to
die not having the body that you want.
That's not
and
true.
Being
I'm
going to
have it. I'm
going to
have it in 2 months. 2 months.
But as long as I've known you, you've never had the body that you want.
That's not true. When you first met me, I was ripped.
I'm not saying you haven't had a good body. I'm saying in your mind, it's you've never been satisfied. True or not true?
That's not true.
I've not. Have you ever been like, yes, this works?
Oh,
when?
Yes.
15 years ago?
No. Recently, about a year ago, I lost a lot of weight.
I don't remember you ever being like, hey.
Let me see if I can find a picture. On my phone.
No, I don't need... We're not talking about the reality of whether you need to lose 10 pounds or not. We're talking about accepting yourself. It's a hard thing to do.
Oh.
Oh, God. Whatever, Rich. Enough.
Okay. All right, so let's get back. So, over the years, we've had some great times. Not really too many bad times. We've had a couple little spouts. What do you got there?
I got a list.
You got a list? I know stuff in my head. Bonnie wants to go over some of our fun times. And, of course, when you first meet, we had really fun times when you first meet. But it's times as, you know, what are the fun times after, you know... Definitely had fun when we were filming the Comedy Central pilot. That was fucking
I didn't
fun.
Put that on my list.
That was fun. I thought it was fun. Every pilot we did, even the ones we hated.
Are all your lists, is everything on your list about
no,
show business?
Not at all.
Okay.
I mean, they were fun because you're doing something together, something you like, something that you achieved, something you worked hard for. When we used to go into meet, we've been in a million meetings, and they were fun. That's why I don't understand when we put the roast out that we didn't go to any meetings, because we are so good in meetings together. How, you know, and how I'm kept out of meetings now. It's crazy, but that's another whole nother podcast, you know. When do you have fun? When you have a child. I remember, you know, when I had, remember we went out to dinner with Jenny in LA and to the Thai restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun night. Don't you remember? When we all went out and you brought your friend, the writer, out of nowhere. We went out I think all my daughters were with us in L.A.
Yes. I don't remember this at all. I have no recollection of it. All I remember going out with Jenny without you.
No. Jenny, a friend of hers, your friend, the writer, Jessica Ellen.
Who's the friend, the writer?
Sue, what's her name?
Susie?
Yeah. Susie. We went to Toy.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Jessica Ellen.
When you say the Thai restaurant, I don't know why I didn't think.
But why? And when my kids were in L.A., what else did we do? We went to the clubs. You know.
Raina was with us too.
Yeah, everybody.
I was so tired that night.
We flew everybody out there. I had fun yesterday playing basketball with you and Raina. You know what? I used to have fun when we used to take the what do you call it out where Raina almost killed somebody. The what's that thing in the sky?
The drone.
The drone. You know.
Okay, well, what are you doing here? Are you just rambling?
You're saying times where you had fun. You just said
no. I'm gonna do one. Then you're gonna go ahead. I'm not. When I said, hey, let's actually work on the podcast and do something kind of interesting.
I knew you were gonna turn it into an argument.
There's no other way because I had a huge fucking talk with you yesterday about it.
I told you.
You want the podcast to be better, and this is what you're doing. When we got the blinds, I guess that was a good time. We got this.
No, I knew you were nothing.
No, it's like whatever. So I don't care. If you don't care, then I don't care. You literally went and played golf all day and then napped all afternoon.
No, I napped for an hour.
Well, it doesn't matter, Rich. It took us right up until this point. Whatever it was, the golf and the napping took us right up until this point, right? True or not true? The answer is T. And then you just go, I know the whole time you're playing golf or doing whatever. And
I was thinking of stuff.
No, you weren't. This is what you were thinking. You were thinking to yourself, fuck it, I'll come up with
that. No, that's not true. I was thinking of stuff. I had a bunch of them. Go ahead, you name one.
No, I'm not doing it now.
No, you can't.
No, because I don't
want
to be the only
one
to have done
something.
I got
more. You can't bail out.
Honestly, I thought you were setting it up like, we've had a lot of fun times. My number one is blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I did not. You didn't say put them in order. You know.
Well, don't put them in order then.
I mean,
here's one that stands out.
I loved the.
Stop it. Oh. You're doing it now. Now you're trying to do it correctly when you've already done it. You've already got a zero.
No,
you
didn't say put it in
grade.
Order. You didn't say put it in order.
No. You know what? I also made a list of things that I'm still angry about. So let's that one.
No, I didn't do angry stuff. No. Okay. That's what you did.
Number one, you bought yourself a new car on my birthday.
That wasn't on your birthday, was it?
Yes. You bought yourself a new car on my birthday. Number two, we were out at dinner and they had half. You found out at dinner.
That got you mad.
Yes, that's still mad. Yes.
No.
We're out at dinner. This happened a couple weeks ago. We're out at dinner. They tell us while we're sitting there that if we pay cash, that the entrees are half price. It's just a fluke. We just happen to be there in the night. Oh, how exciting. Wonderful. Great. Did we have cash? I had the cash. Okay, I knew in my fucking soul that I had enough cash to cover it. And you, I guess, knew in your soul that you had it. So what a wonderful, let's have fun. So instead of enjoying the dinner the entire time, Rich is sitting there going like, should I get another entree to go? I'm going to get another entree to go. Maybe I should get another entree to go. I go, but you're leaving tomorrow. You don't need another entree. Well, I'll eat it later tonight. I know what's going on in your head. You see a deal. You can't. It's like that made you happy. So therefore, another meal would make you even happier.
Half price.
Meanwhile, this is why you're having problems losing weight, because these two things are not. It's like, I need to lose 10 pounds. Let me eat pasta right before bed because it's half price. It's like the swirling. What must go on in there? Terrible. I say to you many times, don't do it. You know what? It's fine. Even in my, I might have even said this out loud, but I did think it. Maybe you can't even, it doesn't seem like something you could do even is take it to go.
You never said that.
I might not have said it out loud, but I was thinking it. And I thought I'd convinced you. That you weren't going to get it. The waiter comes by. Can I get a menu? I'm going to order something to go. And he says to you, okay, he brings the menu down. You look at it. I'm going to get, I say again, maybe, you know what? I don't know. You don't need it, whatever. Oh, yeah. He's going to freeze it, people. He's going to freeze it because he may save $7 here. I mean, it's just mind fucking boggling. Then,
not seven. Go ahead.
Really? What is it? Is it 14? What is it? What is the number where you would get an item to go that you don't need and freeze it?
It was like $12.
You would have been saving what? $12?
Yeah.
Oh, you would have been saving $12. $12. So let me do this. Let me be embarrassing also. There's a little bit of shame involved because we're clearly eating three meals. Yeah, I'll get the, what was it?
The spaghetti with the seafood.
Oh, yeah, the spaghetti and seafood to go, the guy says. Okay, sure. You know, it's not half price, the to-go orders. Oh, I don't want it then. No. I don't want it then. Said, and then he laughs.
No, I said I decided against it.
No, he didn't even finish talking before you went. You kind of shoved the menu back at him. I don't want it then.
Yeah, that was.
And then you go.
I didn't start laughing.
I changed my mind. Yes, you were ridiculous. You were ridiculous, and I was like, "Does that feel good? Did that feel good to do that?"
It didn't faze me in any
way.
Didn't
care at all.
No.
I cared. And well, that's why it's number two on my list of things
you
that
sabotage.
I still don't
I knew you.
Like.
Good. First of all, you didn't say.
You didn't do it right, so I got
I did it right. I no. have it in my head. You didn't say in what order.
Okay, number three, yelling at me because I wouldn't go to an after Oscar party. An Oscar
yes.
after
Oh,
party.
Yeah. You went out drinking with your friends and had a great
I
time.
I was in jeans and a sweatshirt because I found out that morning that I was not able to go to the Oscars. You were writing
that
on
that. That was the second
you
one.
You couldn't find out. Yes,
yeah,
that's
they
the
didn't
second
tell.
Okay, so then I was like, fine, it's okay. I'm going out with my friend. I couldn't get back into the hotel because of the fucking Oscars. So I was out all day. Spent all day at my friend's
house.
What
do you mean you couldn't get back into the hotel?
Because there was security at the hotel and it was a pain in the ass trying to you couldn't even drive up there because the hotel we were staying at was where the Oscars were.
It's connected.
Yeah, so we couldn't get to the hotel.
You could have walked there, but go ahead.
Oh, I should have walked there. So now we're miles and miles from the hotel at a bar with
a
bunch
little
of friends.
At a bar.
Whatever, I'd invited a bunch of friends out. I don't know when I'm going to be able to talk to you or whatever. And we're going to an Oscar party.
I called you. I said we were invited to Kevin Hart's Oscar
party. I said, okay,
party.
I'll go, but I am wearing jeans. No, you've got to go back to the hotel.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you
no,
did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I had to go back. You told me I had to go back to the hotel and put on my Oscar dress.
I didn't say
I
you had
no desires to do.
I didn't say you had to, but go ahead.
I said 10 times, I'll go dressed like this. And I go, it'll be fine. It'll be cool. You're in a tux and I'm, you know, you're bringing me. You wouldn't have it. No, you wanted me in that fucking gown.
I don't remember. I don't remember that.
Well, isn't that convenient for you? I still remember it because you were an asshole to me that whole fucking night.
No, I was an asshole.
Oh, yeah, you were. Yeah, you were because I was at a bar with friends, which in your mind, I guess I was having more fun without you, even though you had this golden ticket. And how dare I? How dare I not be sitting out in front of the hotel waiting for you?
No, I gave up everything to come get you. And you didn't.
I said you didn't have to. I said, go to the party yourself then.
No, I'm going to go to a party by myself. That's ridiculous.
Well, these are choices that
you
had to make.
Why did you go out? You went out and bought a dress for the Oscars.
I bought the dress for the Oscars a month or 2 months in advance because I thought I was going to the Oscars.
So did I.
Okay, so why are you saying, like, I bought a dress to the Oscars, but then I didn't wear it? Yeah, because I never got a ticket to the Oscars.
But you could have went to a good after party. I didn't care.
I just didn't want to put on that. I didn't want to go back to the hotel, take a shower, do my hair, put on makeup, put on my Oscar.
Why would you have
to
take a shower and do your hair? You're
because I let me just try to
relax.
Paint this. It's so annoying though, because I left that morning at 9 a.m. because I had to go do a podcast.
So you're saying?
And then my friend came and picked me up.
What podcast did you do that morning?
What the fuck?
Oh, you did it that day when you were out there?
Yes.
Oh. Well,
then?
So you're saying the whole spaghetti to go made you madder than that?
These are not in order. These are just things.
Oh, now they're not in order, but you could do them not in order, but I can't. Oh.
The spaghetti to go thing was pretty fucking annoying.
It wasn't annoying.
And you know what I did? I just shoved it down. I shoved it down like you do your fucking spaghetti and seafood late at night when it's half price.
I didn't get it.
I mean, that is the way, honestly, to just fuck with you. Just give you free food or half price food that you love late at night. Just constantly be... I should just fucking send people to your hotel room and knock on your door midnight. Oh, here's your seafood. You would just eat and get fat and...
Well, no, I'd put it in my refrigerator.
Can I lose weight? Oh, but I can't turn down a deal. Oh, my God. Just torturous. It literally, that's how you can get.
You know how mean you are as a person? I didn't write any mean things. I didn't think of one mean thing towards you. You're just a mean person.
Well,
you're a mean person.
I had nice ones. I had nice ones.
No, you're just a mean person.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are. You're mean.
Am I mean?
Yeah.
Or are you mean for not doing something that we agreed that we were going
to
do?
You didn't say they had to go in any order. You didn't say put them.
No. You didn't have to put them in any order.
Oh,
all
okay.
I asked was that you put a little thought into it.
I didn't think.
We have a lot of fun.
No, you said.
We have a lot of fun. We went to some garage sales.
No, that's not you. No.
Together.
You said.
Let's see.
I used to have fun going to garage sales. Those were fun because we used to hit up when there was like tons of them.
Remember when you bought some baby carriage at the...
Not a carriage. It was a walker.
Whatever it was. And then...
I got a better deal.
You got a better deal at the next garage sale. You took it back. You took it back.
Yeah, it was because I wanted somebody else to have it.
Oh, you were doing it for the good of the community.
Yes, so what am I going to do? Have two of them? You bring it back so someone else has the chance to buy it.
I noticed you took the money.
No, I told him to keep it.
No, that's not true. He was mad and he was giving you the money back. Like, you're a dick for coming back. No one's ever heard of that. No one's ever in the history.
How do you know?
If anybody's ever heard of anyone taking a $4 item back, so he forced the money on you, and I believe you gave him back $2, so you kept two and he kept two, because you felt that was fair.
Oh, see?
I mean, what a dick.
I'm not a dick.
I mean, another instance where I just could not believe what was happening. And then you justify it by being like, well, I you know, hey... What if somebody else wanted it? Nobody else wants that fucking dumb baby care.
What? I mean,
the minute it left his lawn, he was like, phew. No, most people don't want secondhand baby shit. But here,
no, this isn't one that you can
here's
get
a,
terms.
Here's a fucking... Hey, we also have some half-price lasagna.
Oh, look, first of all, you used to get stuff from Babies R Us or whatever. And when they were... when Raina grew out of it, you used to bring them back.
Who did that?
You did
that. Who did that?
You did that. You were in on it.
Rich.
You were in on it.
I mean, I enjoyed that one because that's
a really
huge company that...
Oh,
had a dumb policy.
What was the policy?
That you, after 3 months, you could bring something back, no questions asked, and get full refund. And so, you know, babies, they grow out of shit very quickly.
So what's the difference between
there? So every 3 months, we'd go get a new, a bigger high chair.
So what's the difference between there and a garage sale?
Because it's a dude, and it's $4.
It's principle. You go ahead, whatever. You don't see.
Okay. Number
four.
Asking the doctor while I was in labor if you had time to go for a round of golf.
No, not when you want to see. There's where you lie. Here's the biggest lie, and I'm not going to let her get away with her stupid lies. And what she look at, see her head's moving like a crazy girl.
No, I moved once.
Her head's moving like a crazy.
I went like this one time.
Like
I cocked my head as people do when someone's about to
tell the truth.
Give them a line of horseshit.
Here's what happened. let me explain this, because she sees things and explains it in a way where she convinces herself she was not going into labor. She was going in for a C-section.
No, not yet.
Yes,
no.
It was planned.
At that time, they were inducing labor. Yes, they were.
Okay, so
they
let's even say they were inducing labor. They said come in at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock to induce labor.
Right.
At 4 o'clock.
Right.
So I didn't ask the doctor. I said, well, you know what? We got all day to kill. Let me go play a little golf. I'll come back at 2 and then we'll go at 4. What's the difference if I'm killing time?
Well, because I can't go play a round of golf. I had to just lay there and kill time until our baby was born.
That's like me saying I'm going to the gym. It's the same thing. You know,
no, you shouldn't go to the gym either. It's also your baby.
I know, but we had an appointment.
You stay with your wife until the baby comes. There's blockage in your fucking frontal lobe. You can't get this shit.
Yeah,
you don't just drop off your wife. Call me when it comes.
No, I was gonna drop you off.
It's also you should be grateful and thankful that it's not coming out your fucking between your legs. That you can just sit there and wait till it's done. But at least sit there and wait till it's done.
Yeah, of course I did.
No,
did I leave the hospital?
Because everyone was like. What?
No, what do you mean, everyone?
Fuck.
I didn't
When
ask
you were anyone. Asking the doctor
no.
if you could leave to go, he was like,
I wasn't going to leave the hospital.
Oh, were you going to play golf in the hospital?
No.
What, just down the halls?
When we went to the hospital, the day was already shot. I wasn't going to leave. It was before we were going to the hospital.
It was when they put the drip in, and you said to him, do I have time to go have a round
of
golf?
No, I never. Are you losing your mind?
I remember it.
No, you see, that's why she shakes her head like a crazy.
Well, then what were you talking about?
We were going to the hospital. Our appointment was like at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
Oh, I thought you said 4 o'clock a moment ago.
Well, 4 because the baby
sharp.
Was born around 6 o'clock. So they said come to the hospital around 3 or 4. All right, that's what they said.
I stayed overnight.
No, you didn't. You weren't at the hospital.
I was in the hospital 2 weekends in a row. The first weekend I went in, because I was in labor, and they tried to induce, and it wouldn't work, so they sent me home. Then the next weekend, I came back. Again, they tried to induce, and it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So then I had a C-section.
But they said come in at like...
I stayed overnight.
No, you didn't.
Because they were trying... Yes, I did. No, I don't remember. You tell me. You're the one fucking off playing golf.
I didn't play. I sat at your side.
Now, if it was happening now, I'd say go, because I don't like you, but then... Okay. Next. Number 5.
You're just a mean person, because you set me up for... Look at you, and then you enjoy it. You get a face like, yeah, you're a mean person.
Well, I
person.
Remember this one, because you're going to lose your mind. On
you're
this
a
one.
Mean person.
I had 6 good ones, but when I saw when I saw that you were just like,
No, I didn't get into the good ones. No, I didn't write them down.
We did some
that's
stuff.
That's the difference between our comedy. I don't write it down.
It's not comedy.
I'm just saying
Once
I'm
again,
not that kind of person. I didn't even do
I
the good ones.
I said, look,
I didn't even
you want
say the good
podcast
ones.
To be better instead of us just arguing all the time.
No, but I said
let's do something.
Yes, and I had a bunch in my head.
You were doing it like this.
I'm sorry. My delivery
I
is.
Play. Oh, no. you brought up yesterday.
That was fun yesterday.
Okay.
It doesn't matter when it was.
Is that one of the moments?
No.
It's entertainment tonight. Rich is talking about moments.
No,
some
I'm
of the greatest moments he's ever had with his family.
No.
Yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll deliver it a little better. I'm sorry. I didn't know delivery was part of
it's
your.
It's not delivery. It's
yes.
like you're just guessing.
No,
around.
I'm not guessing. I'm not guessing. When we, what do you call it? Going through the Oscar gift bag was fucking great. Huh?
Okay. You should have started there.
I don't do what
we,
you
remember
didn't
when
say,
we were in that
no,
hotel
I didn't
room
say go,
sitting in the.
I didn't go have a list. You didn't say to put them in order.
I
you,
No, you didn't have to put them in order, but I said.
Now you did. You said
I said pick
before.
13, and you were like, I can't pick 13.
No, you didn't say 13. Oh,
yes,
you did.
Yes, I did.
Okay, you're right. And I got 20, 25.
Well, when we're married 25 years, fucking, there you go. Come out with them.
Yeah. You'll still be shaking your head like a crazy woman.
I cocked my head.
You're a crazy woman.
Okay. Do you remember when we were in first class coming home?
How many times?
From our honeymoon.
How many times did I give you first class when I could have had it and said, no, you go take it?
How many times did you take it for yourself, though, too?
Probably less than I gave it to you.
No.
But it was mine.
Once that I remember.
Once? Are you crazy? Don't make me shake the table again.
Okay. We were in first class together because we had the first class tickets from the Oscar gift bag.
Coming home or going there?
Coming home. And the woman came by and she said, do you guys want sundaes? We're making sundaes. And you said, no, I don't want a sundae. And I said, yes, I'll have
You're
a sundae.
You're a fucking crazy person that you would think it is stuff from back then.
All right. Do you remember this?
What?
Then they brought me my sundae, and I was sitting there watching a movie, eating my sundae, and you all of a sudden just went, what kind of person are you that you would eat a sundae without offering me any? I was in shock. This should have been like such a red flag for me. This is what? Coming home from our honeymoon. I said, and other people could hear you. Like, people were, like, looking over their seats.
No, you're
What's happening back there?
You're a crazy person.
The flight attendant came by and said, do you need any help? I said, no, I'm fine. I'll deal with it.
No, she didn't. Where are you coming up with these stories? Are you writing a movie? Because it's all fake.
I said, I did turn. You do know this part is true. I turned to you and I was like, what is your problem? And you were like, who orders a sundae doesn't offer the other person any. I said, you could have had your own sundae. You go, I didn't want a whole sundae.
I didn't do
that. Do you remember how angry you got? You got so angry. You were livid. Do you remember? I can't believe you're not angry now. That's
I would have offered you a bite.
Would you have, like, but who yells at their new wife about
that?
Get
was
your
a
own
new
sundae.
We were already married for a month or so.
No, we weren't. We had just got married, flew to L.A., had a party in L.A.
No, we had a party in New York first.
Okay, so we've been married maybe all of 2 weeks at that
Two or three weeks.
No.
Oh, who sits and remembers dumb little things?
All right. Because I actually sat down and did this. And while I was remembering trying to remember the good things, a lot of the bad things kept fucking bubbling to the surface.
Yeah, huh? Huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
But you didn't sit down and have clear thoughts about it.
I thought about it all day.
Well, then you should have put them into your phone.
I have them in my head. I don't do like
you. Do you have them in your head?
Yeah.
I think if we rewound this podcast and listen to the beginning, we've had a lot of fun times. Yesterday was fun. Yesterday was fun. That was fun playing basketball. I rode my bike once. Let me think about that.
Oh, the bike rides were always fun.
Okay. See what I'm saying? You didn't think about
it. I did think about it. I had a bunch of them.
And this is just like compliments to me. They're not specific.
Yes, I could be. Oh, you want me to break him down to specific? How, you know,
I didn't say, hey, let's just talk generally about fun things that we had. Yeah, because you know what? People love that. People loved it. Oh, we love walking and we love talking. We love eating. We love watching TV. We love watching movies.
Oh, that's great. You know what I really liked? When we watched The Wire together. Yeah, because I got you into it.
Binge watching The Wire together is on my favorite.
And Sopranos.
Oh, that one is not. Okay.
Oh, so you're saying.
So you just thought of that right now because you're thinking about
it. No, I thought about it all day. It was in my head. Because you know what? Memories are in my head. Good memories.
Memories. Okay.
Come on, shake your head, crazy lady.
Okay, here's some more things that really upset me.
Oh,
these are more
really,
general. If you want more general ones, these are more general. Telling me how much fat and sugar is in everything I eat. That upsets me.
A lot of sugar.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar.
Anytime I'm eating anything, he goes, you know how much sugar's in that?
Yeah. Do you know how much sugar's in your cereal? probably 50 grams. That's 50 packets. Mm. You're the one who goes to CrossFit and you want to stay in shape, so I'm just helping you.
I'm in way better shape than you are, dude.
Are you fucking mad?
I know so much more about nutrition than you. So why would you tell me?
Well,
why
you know what?
And also, as you know, we around here we call you the joy killer. And
is that what you call? Yeah. Well, really, you call me the joy
killer? Joy killer's home. Rain and I are doing anything fun? Uh oh, joy killer's getting up.
That's nice.
No matter what we're doing, you walk in.
No, that's
Rain
not
and
true.
I'll be having fun in a room. You walk in, she's gonna get hurt. It's like the first thing, no matter what. Watch yourself do it.
Yeah, I guess I'm precautious.
You're precautious.
Right. 3 days without insurance. Who was nervous? Me, not you. You don't care. You live nonchalant. Mrs. Hey, let it happen. Hey, we 3 days we didn't have insurance. Okay, who's crazy on the phone trying to get it and dealing with it, getting anxiety over it? You, no insurance, big deal.
I never said that.
Well, you act like it. You never once said, hey, how is it going?
Oh, I said it many times. Stop it. Yeah. Come on.
It didn't faze you.
There
goes the head again. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, because it's bullshit. Because I said many times, thank you so much for doing it.
Yes, but it doesn't faze you.
Oh, was I having a fucking panic attack? No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
You seemed like you were taking care of it. So once again,
what do you mean it seemed like I was taking care of it? But it was
It
something.
Seemed at the time like you were
Don't
taking
raise your
care
voice.
Of it
you
And
raise
therefore
your voice.
I wasn't having a panic attack.
All right.
Therefore, I'm sorry. Next time something big happens, I will have a panic attack in order to
and
appease
let me tell you.
You
something.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that was one of the things that you wanted
who
from
the
me.
Fuck eats a whole ice cream sundae and goes, would you like a bite?
I wasn't gonna eat the whole thing, but since you said no. What and also you said no to a free sundae. You got to think about that. That was a big step for you. That's probably why you're having like you said no to something free. It was probably messing with your head. So it was like a little misplaced anger when I was eating one.
You think you're so cool.
I don't think I'm cool.
You do. You make a face after stuff. Your shoulder goes up. You think you're fucking.
Wait, should I just sit? Like, what do you want from me? Just to sit stoically, not make any.
And then you use words like, oh, stoically. Like people are using that kind of
word. Shall I be a statue for you and only move my mouth?
Stoically. Ugh. All right, go ahead.
And then the last thing.
Have you followed up on the podcast I'm getting? I got you in L.A.?
Now, why are you bringing that up now? To show that you're the greatest husband in
I'm
the world?
I'm a good husband.
Okay, well, let me just explain something to you.
What?
It's fucking annoying that you're constantly
It's annoying. How annoying is it when you go, oh, I've been cleaning all day for 3 hours? It's the same thing when you do something you brag. Come on, get out of this now. Look at the face. Look at the face. How you brag. 3 hours. And I go, it looks beautiful. Thank you. Oh, ooh, 3 hours. Oh, ooh. Oh, see? You brag about things and I brag about things. That's how it's life. But go ahead. Well, no. Any rebuttal?
You said you don't want me to, so I won't.
No, any rebuttal. Yeah. Now you're looking at me mean, like I did something
I
mean.
I never looked at you mean.
You're crazy. I do love you. I think you're sweet and funny. You do make me laugh, and I don't have.
Where's
specific,
this coming from?
Because I just let you make me laugh. I don't have specific times, but you make me laugh. When we used to drive home, and we used to do, you know.
Do you want me to go through my other list?
No.
Do you want me to?
I like the mean. I like to see what made you mad first. Any more of the mad stuff?
I won't go through any more of the.
Do
mad
one
stuff.
More mad stuff.
Let's I don't hear. Like it when you pretend golf is your job. Like you go like this. I gotta get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow. No, you don't gotta. You made
yes,
your
well,
choices.
Yes, when you make plans, if I make plans,
yeah,
I gotta.
It's not your job.
I didn't say it was a job. If I had to go and get your car fixed and go, or my car fixed, oh, I gotta.
Yeah, but
that's not my job to fix cars. Oh, I gotta go tomorrow and get the car fixed.
That's a responsibility. That's not like you gotta. Do it. You're choosing to do it.
Bonnie's...
Do you want me to do the nice stuff or not?
No, one more mean thing.
I don't have any more. That's the end of my list. Yeah,
so your mean things is a Sunday, a dumb Sunday, and, you know.
I didn't want to get into the really horrible things.
Yeah.
The almost divorcing kind of shit.
Oh, please. I got a million of those.
Oh, do you?
But I wouldn't bring them up because you have good and bad times. I don't dwell on the negative. I'm not a negative person.
I've never done anything that would warrant divorce. Whereas you, on the other hand.
No. All right, let's hear one of your good times.
Okay. You bought me those shoes for my birthday.
Yeah, Marc Jacobs.
Marc Jacobs shoes.
Yeah.
That was a fluke.
That wasn't a fluke. It was a fluke. They were in the store that I went to.
And I still have them. I still wear them, and they're still amazing.
You don't still have Marc Jacobs shoes, do you?
Yeah, I still have them. They're still
completely. Let me tell you, when you talk about style, I used to go out and get her stuff.
I know, but the thing is then every year after that, you've gotten me shoes.
No, I got her heated slippers once that she didn't like.
No, you did a lot of you did a lot where not good.
Are you crazy?
Those shoes, though. All right, great. Oops, those are things I don't like.
Oh, that's top on your list? Or what number is that?
That's number one. Number two.
That's number one, is me buying you shoes.
Yeah.
Fuck, are you crazy? Not even, oh, really?
That was
not
the last
scuba
thing.
Diving?
That was a long lasting one.
Not,
we didn't go, we
not,
never
I mean,
went
not
scuba
snorkeling.
Diving.
Not
we
snorkeling.
Never went scuba
okay,
diving.
Not snorkeling wasn't better, more fun than Mark
Yes, the honeymoon.
Yeah, no, just the snorkeling, not the honeymoon. Snorkeling, one thing at the honeymoon.
Whatever.
That wasn't more fun than Marc Jacobs shoes.
Well, the Marc, listen, I'm picking out instances out of our 13 years. Of course, there's other great
when
times.
You got me that little hamburger maker, I was very amazed.
Well, you could have brought that up, but you didn't
How do you,
sit
you didn't
down
give me,
and
you
think
didn't
about
give
it.
Me time to bring it up. It was in my head.
Rich, it wasn't, and we
it
know
was,
it.
Yes.
This is what this
stop,
is what it is.
Stop. This way, you think you're right. You think you know me. I think of things, and I just put them in my head. I don't write them down.
Yeah, but then you should have said it, but you didn't.
You didn't give me a chance.
You were like,
you
you want to go?
No, you cut me off after two or three. Good ones. Good ones.
You're
tennis.
You're saying Marc Jacobs shoes is wrong, but you picked yesterday playing basketball.
That was fun. I'm just saying.
Is that really one of that's?
That's not one of the funniest things. I just like doing things with my family that is athletic and fun. Like,
well, I like getting good gifts. Okay, do you want me to keep going or
keep
not?
Go ahead.
Well, listen. If you're not going to be happy by these
I'm happy that
moments
you're,
that I've chosen,
I'm happy.
Then,
well, you're not happy with the moments I've chosen. I'm sorry I didn't deliver them the way you like to be delivered.
Could have been good moments, but you
yes.
completely.
Can I put a paper on a stool and do it like you used to do comedy? Should I do it that way?
Yeah, sure. That seems fine.
You're crazy. Because I remember in my head and I read.
You were not doing it.
Yes, I was.
Go ahead. Listen.
What?
I'll do one then and you do one.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's the second one for you?
In order?
Obviously there's okay. greater moments, there's lesser moments. These are the moments that we've chosen for this podcast to talk about some of okay. our great fun memories of being married for 13 years. Right. God damn it!
When we were on the boardwalk with Raina when she was real young and we were taking her on the rides and stuff and she was having so much fun. So, oh, I'll tell you. Want me to tell you the best, probably the best moment?
Do you see why? Because you're just thinking of this now.
No, I thought of them today. What do you think I'm thinking of when I'm playing golf? One of the greatest moments in my life, one of them, is when Bonnie threw my party, but the look on Raina's face, because Raina helped her throw the party when I walked up.
I thought this would be one.
That was probably...
That should be number one?
That's probably in the top best moments in my life with all my
kids.
That
party was her idea.
Just the satisfaction on her face that she helped make the surprise party.
I have something in here.
Oh, well, go ahead. I've been giving good ones.
Okay. This is
I didn't say the honeymoon. Yeah, scuba diving.
When you thought I organized the fireworks. Remember there was fireworks at that birthday party?
Yeah.
When you thought, you turned to me and you were like, how'd you get the fireworks? That was just like a fluke that fireworks were happening. That was a good moment.
Yeah.
Fun. But see, I'm taking these little moments because the whole party was fun. Then you talk about, oh, yeah, what a great time we
had. Yeah, so I said snorkeling. The whole honeymoon was great, but the snorkeling was the best.
Do you want me to do more?
I did one. Go ahead. Oh, it's my turn.
I just did one.
So it's my turn.
Sure. If you want it to be. I bet this is going to go on my next year's least favorite things that we've ever done. This is talked about the favorite things on this podcast.
Well, because you think you're a control. You think I'm a control freak. You're a control. You want to control how I
do this. No, you know what it is?
This.
It's not controlling. Yeah, it's that we had a discussion. If you could just listen and just take it in for 1 minute. Is that we had a discussion for almost an hour yesterday about this. Right? And then you just come and do the thing that we could have just done it yesterday with no notice. Now you're not listening to me?
Yeah, I am. I listen to everything. We could have done it yesterday without no notice.
I'm saying I explained to you about what I wanted, yeah. And then you come and you just do the same thing that you would have done had we done it yesterday. Listen, so it's not the fact that you're like, oh, this is how I work, or I'm a control freak, or whatever. It's that, like, just nothing I say ever seems to get through.
That's not true.
You say in your mind, this is how I am, therefore, fuck you.
No,
it feels very dismissive of me a lot. It's like yesterday we had the same argument about something else. I don't remember now, but I was like, when you tell me to do something, I just do it. When
That's
I tell
true.
You to do something, I have to.
You're
I like,
do
why
it my
do you
way.
Lecture all the time? Well, because I have to tell it to you a couple of times where
you
completely
you
ignore me.
Then
I have to lecture you 87 times after that until it finally gets through and then you finally do it. So the reason that you don't ever have to fucking nag or God bless, how wonderful for you that you don't have to be a fucking shrill fucking cunt every day.
Oh, really?
Because I just do the things that you tell me to do.
You pay that violin bill or that bill?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You told me to pay it and I fucking paid it that day.
No, 2 days later, I saw the bill on the table 2 days later. So don't lie. Don't lie.
Oh, my God. Listen to yourself.
What?
Listen to yourself.
What do you mean listen?
I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for you that you're living
That you're like...
You're a crazy woman. I love you, but you're crazy.
All you have to do is acknowledge other people and that they exist and that
I do all the time.
That their feelings and emotions might be worthwhile to take in and understand that maybe they have something of importance to say, or even if they don't, you could just do some of the things they want you to do once in a while. Why the fuck not? Why not? You love them supposedly, just do it.
I do.
But not
do it.
You.
Yeah.
You fucking push back.
Did you know?
On everything.
Did you notice?
Here we go. What is it?
Did you
what
notice?
Is it?
The light bulbs were out in the hallway.
Did you change the light bulbs?
Without anybody even saying anything, I go, oh, let me get the ladder out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you would have never have changed a light bulb. You don't change a light bulb in your bathroom. A little dumb light bulb.
I do change light bulbs all the time, Rich. And the
you
reason that you don't notice
them.
Is because I don't bring it up. I don't.
No,
to me, that's not something that you get credit for. But I see where you think. How about the bed? Changing the bed sheets. I'm just saying, like, should I bring that up every time or?
No.
Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, there's certain things we just do that, you know.
Yeah.
You don't really get credit for. But if you want credit for the light bulbs, make sure you tell me every time you do it and I will. I'll make you some special meal or something, I guess. What do you want tonight? I'll make you a special meal for.
All right. We got to wrap this up. Do you have any more good ones real quick?
When you almost hit a deer.
And I saved your life.
You just, the best part of it was, is that I go, oh my God, you're a really good driver. And you went, why? Amy Schumer's publicist joke.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was like one of those things where you could only tell your wife and we can't even tell the joke now. It's that upsetting. It's not mean to Amy, but.
Yeah.
when you called and told me that joke, that was one of the best moments of our marriage.
No.
It's very, very funny. I've only told two people. There's only like just a handful of people that you could ever tell that joke.
Did they laugh?
Yes. Get when you gave our movie to the guy at South by Southwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then binge watching The Wire together.
Yeah. All of those are in my list too.
Okay. Fantastic.
I have a lot in my list. You know, when we used to drive home and
Here we go. Things that I just thought. Here's here now. We've finished Bonnie's list of things that she thought about all afternoon, and now
I thought about mine.
And now we have. Now it's time for things Rich just thought of.
No, that's not true. I thought of when we were driving home and you were throwing up, and I was holding your hair back.
No, that's not a good moment.
For me, it was.
You pulled over and went into the
store to get you pretzels to soak up
you
the alcohol.
You didn't give me pretzels.
Yeah.
You got me Funyuns. You got
and
me Funyuns.
And pretzels to soak up the alcohol.
That is the dumbest thing. That's like definitely you haven't drank in fucking 400 years.
No.
You don't eat while you're throwing up. It's too late at that point. It's too late to soak up the alcohol. So you let me sit in the parking lot. My head hanging out. I saw people's shoes going by, and I heard people going, "Oh God, look at this!" I heard people saying stuff like that, and I couldn't stop throwing up. Well, my husband went to get me Funyuns because you know how that helps when someone's throwing up.
All right, we gotta go this weekend. Listen, I got Omaha coming up. Funny Bone.
Oops.
Just go to richvoss.com. All my tour dates. We moved the governor's date, the beginning of October, October 5th and 6th. October 5th at Governor's Levittown, October 6th, McGuire's. Then I got Omaha Funny Bone. Go to richvoss.com, vossroast.com, Patreon. We're going to start putting more stuff on Patreon. And thank you, Bonnie, for being my wife. You bring a lot of enjoyment into my life. A lot of happiness.
I'm not here for enjoyment. I'm here to fix you.
And a lot of anger.
It's been a fucking brutal road. Can I do my dates or no?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm coming to Chicago on the 22nd at the North Bar. December 22nd. I know it's a little early to start plugging that, but it's a door deal, so I gotta. And the first Wednesday of every month, doing a new show at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. And so the next one is October 3rd. Stavros is on that one. And so is Rich.
Oh, how'd you get him?
He's big.
I know. All right. Listen, I got to go.
October 3rd, Stress Factory. It's
Thank
a fun
you.
Night.
Thank you. Hey,
$10. Super cheap.
Don't you hate when people like when you're done with something? Hey, thanks for playing.
Okay. Bye.
See you later.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.